up to date with the Yellowhammer State. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Business spotlight time. Clay Howard joins me as we're going to talk CH Septic, and he also has got his daughter with him. I'm going to turn your mic on. Are you okay with that? All right. You got to say yes or no. You can't shake your head. They can't see that on the radio. Absolutely love it. As listen, you've been busy, man. What's the issues? What are the problems people have got to deal with right now during this time of year?
No, right now it's the weather. You know,
Facing
the weather and
the flooding and the
backed up septic tanks and backed up fill lines and everything. But hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to help them out. You know, the weather helps us and hurts us all at the same time. It kills us on being able to do our installs, but it helps us be able to, you know, get out there and pump and get people back to how they're supposed to be.
In other words, you don't get, like, really any free days because it's going to be something. Whether if it's dry and clear and everything's good, then you got to do regular work. And then when it floods and comes raining for four straight days, then you got to worry about people's septic tanks and all that kind of stuff.
That's the name of the business.
How'd you get into this?
It was an inclination, man. It was a need. You know, we were doing a lot of different things and doing a lot of different construction projects and house flips, and I realized that as I was doing that stuff, there was a need for this and there was a need in the industry. So we took it upon ourselves to jump through there and do it and see where it went and where we got us today.
Man, and service area, CH Septic, by the way, is what we're talking about. And service area, as far as service area around here?
So we cover Tallapoosa County, Chambers, Macon, Lee, Russell, pretty much all surrounding counties. Mm-hmm. You know, our base is obviously Lee County. We're out of the Beauregard area. We do a lot there, but we stretch, you know, as far as Sylacauga, those areas. If there's a need for it and there's a want for it, we'll spread all over. The good thing about the septic business is we're licensed all over the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's a need somewhere, we can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was – and that's why I asked. I knew you were outside of even Auburn, Opelika, and Beauregard area because I think last time you were in – got an ad or something. I think you were doing some work at the lake. You had some stuff that you had to get out of here and get up there or something of that nature.
Yeah.
So I knew that it was outside the four walls of Lee County, I guess we should say.
We actually just started the process to expand over into Georgia. So now we're going to be offering our services over in Georgia. You know, that's going to be our install side and our pump side more than anything on the Georgia side. But, you know, we're slowly growing over to that side, seeing if there's a need and a want for it over in that area. But we're getting a lot of stuff, a lot of needs around the lake, up towards north of the lake, Alexander City, stuff like that. And you know, those are the areas that we offer as well. We're stretched real far.
That's a good thing. I mean, business is good if that's a thing. So CH Septic is what we're talking about. When you talk about the regular everyday activities installs, kind of run down the services that you guys provide.
So we do everything from new construction. We do service and maintenance. So when your tank, you know, state makes a recommendation that you get your service or your tank service every 5 to 7 years on a service side, that means getting it pumped, filter. If you got inline filter, we clean the filter out. You know, we do repairs. If you got a fill line problem, that's, you know, the fill lines need to be replaced, we do that. If you got just a tank that needs to be replaced, we can replace just the tank. We usually go out, we'll do an assessment on the whole job, see what actually is going to take. And that's one of the things that our customers really like is we go to every job before we go out there and start it, so that way there's no hidden fees.
Okay.
You know, whatever price we give you from the beginning, that's the price you're going to pay. If we run into stumps underground, that's on us. That's the digging side. If we run into issues underground, that's on us on the digging side. Whatever price we give you from the beginning, there's no coming at the end and saying, hey, you owe us an extra $1,000.
By the way, we did this, so there's $1,500 more than what it's supposed to be.
And that puts some comfort with our customers. You know, they get the price that they're going to pay. They know the price they're going to pay. At the end of the day, they know they're getting a quality product, efficiently done. We're backing our product, and, you know, the price that they get is the price that they're going to pay.
No, I think that's awesome because being from rural South Alabama, my grandparents septic issues at one point in time, and that's what happened. I mean, they got a quote, and then get out there, and of course they live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Little town, the Red Oak community is what I tell you. It's not even a town; it's just a community. And but I mean, they had to pay because they had to get it fixed. But that's what happened. Is you get that knock on the door, say, "Hey, we got in there," and looks like we got to do this and got to do that. So what we quoted you is not quite right. It's going to be this instead. And so I'm sure people, you don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, no.
So
that's a conversation we try to avoid. And that's a conversation that when we built this business, that was kind of one of the things we wanted to express is the price we give you is the price you're paying. You know, if something happens, even if it costs us money, you know, we're going to take care of it. We don't expect our customers to take care of it. It doesn't fall on them. You know, they hired us to do a project. They hired us to do a quality job. We don't want any hidden fees. We don't want anything coming at the end and saying, oh, well, you got to do this, you know, halfway through the project, and then they're kind of stuck. We want them to, you know, have ease of mind, knowing exactly what they're getting, knowing exactly what they're paying for, and knowing that it's going to be great and done correctly.
Mm. That's awesome. Clay with us, CH Septic is what we're talking. He's got a guest with him. We'll talk to her here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Got to get to a break.
Auburn Opelika this morning, news talk, WANI.
News talk, WANI. Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Robert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Play with me. We're doing CH Septic is what we're talking, and you brought a guest with you today.
Miss Harper.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I love it. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Are you glad school's out right now?
Yes.
So are you helping Dad? Or is he putting you to work? Or are you just overseeing? Are you the foreman on this crew? Are you overseeing what he's doing, he's supposed to be doing today?
Yeah.
She doesn't like to get into the dirty side of it. She likes to get into the clean side of it.
So you better put her in the office position so that way she could be running things a little bit later on down the road. Doesn't sound like she's going to be on the trucks out there on site.
The closest thing she got to that truck is when we did Easter. I hid the Easter egg, the golden egg in the back of the valve on the back.
Because you knew nobody would go up there and look.
She ran right up and got it out of that, but she won't touch it any other time.
I love it. Dad, stay busy?
Yeah.
He's always busy, isn't he?
That's what,
like, you and I were talking about that. I mean, you got a couple of corporate jobs, but I mean, for the most part, you do a lot of residential stuff more than anything. But, you know, I said, because Allie had set this thing up, come in and visit, and there's been a couple of times we haven't been able to get you here because you get called first thing in the morning. And I said, that's usually what happens is either somebody on residential, they wake up and they're getting ready for school, and guess what? Stuff's not working. Or if it is commercial, they get to the office and you get that phone call at about 8:03 after the first person that comes in and needs to use something can't. So, I mean, I guess you're on call just about all the time.
24/7.
Wow.
You know, we've had them call as late as 12 o'clock at night telling us that their septic tank is backed up and wanting to know what we can do. And, you know, we'll be there at 7:30 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah, that's and I say that because you talked about expanding into Georgia. I mean, you got a big crew. You got a ton of folks.
So I've got four full-time employees. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're trying to expand that and hire a little bit more. So if you know you're looking for a job, and make a quality candidate, you can send your resume to our email at chseptic@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got plans to expand and grow and, you know, and hire some more people. You know, I'd like to hire at least one or two more employees through the summer season. And, you know, obviously that's a full-time position and get them rocking and rolling and let them learn the trade and keep them around for a while. You know, my guys that work for me, they'll tell you that they're taken care of. And they enjoy what they do, and I make it worth their time and their while. And, you know, some days are worse than others, but at the end of the day, they know that they're going to get taken care of.
Well, we're big small business people here. Yeah. I mean, we talk about that all the time. And I'm sure that's the beauty of a small business. I mean, you talk about having, you know, four full-time. I mean, it's not like, I mean, you running the place and got your name on it and all that, but still, they can talk to you at any point in time, and you're talking to them at any point in time. It's more of a family than it is a job, more than likely.
It is, and we structured that for that purpose. You know, we want to be a family-oriented business. You know, bringing Harper up here today was a little bit of part of that. But like my guys, my employees, they come in to the shop and, you know, they're playing with the kids for an extra 30 minutes afterwards, or the kids are driving them crazy, or you know, getting on their nerves, whatever they can do, making them ride a four-wheeler, making them ride a bike. It's just a really family-based, family-oriented business, and that's how we structured it, and that's how we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we believe in giving back. You mm-hmm. know, we want to take care of our employees, but we also want to take care of our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Our communities are the ones that, you know, they put the money in our pockets.
Yeah.
They trust us with their services, so we give that back. We do a lot of, you know, different strategies on giving back. We usually try and, you know, we'll pick a school every year, and we'll feed mm-hmm. the teachers when they go back to school every year. We've been doing that for the last couple of years. We'll, you know, pick a couple of different random charities or events that are going on and make donations to those to try and, you know, we just want to be able to give back to the communities. And that's not just Lee County. That's all the counties that support mm-hmm. us, you know, Tallapoosa, Chambers, Macon, Lee. We want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be, not only do we want to earn your business, we want to be involved in your community. We want to be able to give back to your community, give back to your kids, give back to the growth of your community.
Mm.
And that was one of the other things that we structured our business around, is not only the family side, but, you know, the community side.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to give back.
Yeah. Harper, are you one of the problem children, or one of the cool ones that the coworkers like to hang out with a little bit after when the day closes at the end of the day?
One of the ones that the workers like to hang out with.
You want to tattle on any of the ones that aren't? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
your brother gives them a little bit harder time than you do, doesn't he?
Yeah, a lot.
I wish you guys could see the look on her face whenever she said that. She was like, yeah, no kidding. So, hey, we're going to get our last break of the hour. We're talking CH Septic and Clay with me, as well as Harper. And we're talking about all the things Business Spotlight. We got more in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News talk, WANI.
Making Auburn Opelika great again.
News talk. W-A-N-I.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. CH Septic is what we're talking. Clay with us. Harper with us as well. Also, mom and brother are listening, so you can't talk bad about them anymore, okay?
Okay.
Mom actually got a shout-out. Mom, if you're listening, I think breakfast is being expected from Harper whenever we're done here. Because Dad's already said he's got to go to work. He's already getting caught. He's been on here on his phone. And we were talking about it. Maybe this is what led him to get in touch with you. Maybe they heard this and they said, you know what? We got an issue. Let me call him right now.
Yeah. It's always... I tell people all the time that, you know, we have a business number that my wife answers. She handles the business
yeah.
side of it, and she answers the phone on that part. But my personal phone still rings about 30 to 40 times a day.
Oh, man.
Not even attached to the business side of it. So, and that's, you know, contractors that we deal with on a normal basis and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, yeah, it's all the time. We're in the middle of something.
I love it. Well, how do folks get in touch with you? I mean, is it best just to call the office?
So you can call the office. The number is 334-744-8212. You can find us on Facebook, mm-hmm. CH Septic LLC. Yeah, CH Septic LLC, or on our website, chseptic.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a really great website for
yeah.
you guys.
Yes,
you guys
yes.
helped us do that website, so I encourage everybody to check that website out.
I'm giving Allie credit for that.
Yeah, Allie gets
that was all her idea.
Allie gets the credit for that, and it's paid off very well.
Yeah.
You know, we pride ourselves on our 5-star reviews across mm-hmm. all platforms. You know, that's kind of a structure of our business, is we want to give our customers a 5-star satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them in return, leave us that review. But yeah, getting in touch with us if you've got any kind of septic tank issues, your septic tank's backing up, you need normal maintenance, you've got fill line problems, maybe you're getting ready to build a new house and you need a mm-hmm. new system put in, or if you're on a commercial basis in a business and you on a septic tank, you know, we definitely encourage you to at least get your tank maintenance pretty regularly.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a lot of people listening because we'll have the land guys that are coming here and people that are looking to buy and build on land and all that kind of stuff. You're probably going to need a tank. Call these guys first, and that way you can go. That's one thing you can kind of do away with. That won't be one of your problem children down the road. Plus, then you know who you can call if there's ever any issues. So, CH Septic, family owned and operated. You heard, I mean, even Harper in here hanging out with us. So, have fun at breakfast this morning.
Okay.
All right. I know you're looking forward to it. You already put Mom on the spot. So, Clay, as always, man, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
And
everything.
Serving the area. I know we got a lot of Lake Martin folks that stream us in the morning. So, yes, he will come up there and do stuff for you if you need it. So be sure to check him out, call on him, or go to the website, or go to Facebook. CH Septic LLC is where you can find them there. So that'll do it for us. You guys have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on Hump Day Wednesday, everybody.